You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
I never look at the YouTube feed as it's happening, the live feed.
Yep.
Because I would be too distracted by it while I'm trying to focus on the here and now. But I for the first time this morning, I've turned it on and there's a delay on it. When you look at the screen, it's something that's already happened. So we come back on the camera on the screen before the little thing hits. It says, yeah, here's Share Funny and all of that.
Yeah, sometimes. That's one of my notes.
Because I was just laughing at Riggins about something that was off the air, and then I look up and I could see it on the screen. Can't hear it.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, or people would be trying to cancel us.
Yeah, I had a bunch of notes yesterday.
For the abuse that we give Riggins.
We never got to that point of the meeting where I was going to.
But there was one thing in the meeting yesterday that Mr. Todd made a point of, that as the video director and producer and writer and runner and whatever else kind of jobs they have on video sets, he was talking about the sometimes we wear colors that aren't good for the shot, like that aren't flattering, or they kind of throw the color off of the shot. And he started going about, that day you were wearing the purple LSU and then the this and that. So he said, well, what are the colors that we don't need to wear? And basically all he said was, Ace, you don't need to wear white. Yeah. Well, what about the rest of us? I mean, what?
Yeah, in other words, it had nothing to do with anyone else. It was all Ace. About me.
He's trying to make it nice and soften it up, though.
No. I think he probably, because he said stuff before about Riggins only wearing black every day. But hasn't he said something to you about that? You're only wearing black all the time? Or was that when we were in the other studio?
No, he's like, it's just whatever.
But I'm wondering, though, because he had to mean something else. Maybe we just didn't get to what else he was saying.
I don't think he did. But I think that was in response to me bitching about the lights first thing. So that might have been. I might have brought that on myself. And he's not wrong. He's 100% correct. Yeah,
you're white.
Yeah, I am. I'm very white, and I'm very white with a dome light shining down on my stupid head all the time. So I'm super light, and I have a different camera than y'all, which washes me out even more because my camera looks differently than everybody else's. So
I've got
a combination of things happening over here to make me ghostly white. Only one of them is my fault.
White people problem.
Well, two of them. I'm white, and I have to pick better, not wear a white T-shirt anymore, I guess.
He just said, so your solution today was to wear the same color as the wall.
Yeah. Because the wall sucks ass.
It's a camouflage.
Yeah. He's like, it's just a floating head.
It's like wearing a green shirt on a green screen.
If you can't see me in this, you got a problem. I look perfectly fine today.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Mm. So now all I can wear is black from this point forward.
Mm-hmm. I thought you thought green was one of your good colors.
It probably looks like ass on the screen.
Oh. Well. Probably.
Maybe you should just like put a mask on or something, like a camouflage.
Like a Rey Mysterio Jr. mask? Yeah.
Why don't we just do him all witness protection?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then alter his voice.
Just like give a black shadow.
I wonder if Kate still has that Rey Mysterio mask we got at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that might be the solution.
You're so white it literally broke the camera.
Literally.
Yeah, the white balance is like, we can't get any lighter.
What is this? We can't even
look. We can't follow. Is that a flare?
So there's that.
Well, listen.
What?
I mean, well, it's a lot of helpful critique of the lighting.
What was?
Very helpful.
Who? What? When? Yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, we know. You know, I don't want to get into it.
So I finally finished up with my part of Adam things yesterday at about 7:30. And I was saying that it's such a rough day because I go to bed at 8 and I had gone all day and hadn't looked at any TV. And hadn't been like this here at all. I'm like, damn, Adam, some people like to go like this here. Take a nap. So I'm going to take 3 naps today.
3 naps?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good day for it. Now, what are you accomplishing till 7:30? Is there a lot of work being done?
Yeah.
Is there?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah, we left that. Well, y'all left the big meeting yesterday, and then Ace and Rob and our sales director, Melissa, stayed for another meeting on stuff. Then Ace and Adam went to a lunch meeting. Then I met Adam after that for another meeting with some people. And then he came home with me and had a meeting with Jody and me. Ugh. And then we went to dinner, Adam and I did.
Wow.
You guys had a meeting at your house?
Yeah. And he was driving that hybrid. Now, this hybrid that he's got that I've told him I don't want parked at my house. And the bullshit. He pulls up. He got there before I did, like right in front of me. And he backed up the driveway. And so, you know, I drive a big truck. And he's like parked almost in the middle of the driveway. And I have to go around park on the other side of him. And so I get in, he goes, all right, I'm gonna move it over. And he had it in full electric mode. And I got out of my truck. And as he pulled it up and then backed it up farther to the edge of the driveway, I'm like, what kind of sound is that thing making? And when it's in the electric mode, it makes a sound to keep people, you know, as a safety thing to let people know, hey, this vehicle's moving or whatever. Right. But the sounds are, and you know, how liberal is this? It sounds like spa music. Do you know when you go to a spa, it's going, whoa. If you go to a spa and they have that Asian sound of music or that light, you know, relaxing music and all, that's what his car sounds like when it's in electric mode.
So it's not a motorized sound at all.
No, it's like it's a soothing, because you don't want to frighten anyone.
I've never paid attention to that before.
But he can go back and forth between gas and electric, and his is not all electric. I think we ought to ban electric cars.
Ban them?
Completely ban them. They're doing that in Montana.
Yeah, I saw that.
What's the reasoning for banning them? Because
our electric grid is not
can't
handle all of these electric cars that are being put in, being forced into society.
Okay.
And we're all going to be suffering from that because we don't have enough electric power to service all of them.
Can they just like make more electricity happen?
No.
Like add more grids and stuff?
They could. But the same people who are wanting us to drive electric cars are not wanting us to build any more power plants. So.
Well, guys, you got to do something.
Yeah. Ban electric cars for the safety of our citizens. Ban them. All of them.
Make more electricity.
I like Alexis's suggestion.
Just make more electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a kite.
Turn it up a notch.
Get a kite and a key.
Turn it up. Yeah. I watched that. I watched a 60 Minutes piece tonight on the was that nuclear fusion test they just did in December, mm-hmm. where they can create now super clean, incredible energy. They believe we're getting one step closer to it. It's only taken them since the 60s to get here. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to happen tomorrow, but that would be incredible.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Allie on our YouTube page says, my Tesla sounds like a spaceship when I back up.
Yeah. It needs to sound like it's being locked in a garage, never for you to have again. Ban it. Ban the Teslas. Ban all those electric ones. Like, I'm tired of seeing the commercials about them, too. All the car commercials now are nothing but this electric, this electric, this electric. And they're not selling that many of them now. It's not, they're being bullied into doing all that, the car companies are, by the heavy-handed government. So the best thing we can do is ban electric cars before we ban gas stoves for sure.
Let's see. I just
no more.
6% of car sales in America. 6% last year, electric cars.
Mm-hmm. Nobody wants that shit. Unless it's
I'm sorry.
Tesla.
I take that back. I'm wrong. Well, it's very confusing. 18% in California, just 6% in the United States. Mm-hmm.
California is... they're building those windmills and all of that stuff out, you know, just like crazy. And they're, you know, their electric grid, their power grid is crap anyway. So that's the only thing we can do is get rid of them.
They've sold 18% of new car sales in California last year were electric, 6% across the entire United States. Only thing that aggravates me is the whole thing. When you get to the airport, they have all the spots taken up for electric. There's two cars, 20 spots, prime spots, and there are two cars charging. It's like, come on, man.
Ban those two.
All I think about when you guys talk about electric cars is Riggins talking about riding or driving a Leaf.
That's what it is.
I know, I don't want to drive a Leaf.
That, I mean, that is not exactly a P-word magnet.
It's not cool. I'm driving a Leaf.
I'm driving a Leaf. Like, you imagine? Like, no... As the kids say, no riz on that one.
Yeah. Like that.
Adam's car is some kind of a Honda, I think.
Yeah. Honda Insight is one of them.
It starts, I thought it was. The word looks like kind of like Camry on his bumper.
Who makes it?
Hyundai.
Honda. Right. I mean, you know it's bad when even hippie Samantha is agreeing with me. She said, yeah, it's not hard to screw up our power grid if enemies wanted to. It's horrifying.
The clarity?
Yeah. Clarity. That's
it. Oh, clarity.
The Honda Clarity.
I drive a Clarity. Yeah.
The Clarity and the Leaf, guys.
I will.
I drive a Leaf.
I will say this. One night, my Uber in Charlotte was a Tesla. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, this is, it was really nice.
Cool. Yeah, Teslas are cool.
It was pretty cool.
Gotta ride it better than a Tesla.
Yeah, my neighbors, the main and the Womain, they both drive Teslas.
Yeah, they're insane.
Are they expensive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're the fastest production car you can buy. I mean, you can go 0 to 60 in like 3 seconds, but the real staggering one is going from 60 to 120 in like another 4 seconds. So imagine going 0 to 120 in 7 seconds, which is like the average 0 to 60. I mean, you are... Yeah, I mean... It's going to mess with your organs when you go so that fast.
They still are easily, though, the class of the electric car world. They're the finest. The Tesla is still the top of the line electric car, I would assume.
Yeah, top of the line. I don't know that Hyundai or Kia might. I think Hyundai might have more. I'm really not sure. Okay. I really don't know.
The Rivian looks pretty cool. I don't know if you've seen the truck.
Mm-hmm. Who makes that?
The Rivian, it's their own. It's like our own brand thing.
Oh,
they make like the pickup truck.
Ban those two.
Ban them.
All electric vehicles.
Yeah. First of all, if you want to have electric cars, fine, have them. But a pickup truck does not seem like a car that should be electric.
And they've all got the F-150 is now electric. The Silverado is now electric.
Yeah, the F-150 has a cooler where the engine used to be. Like you can use it as a cooler.
Let's see, Tesla.
It's got something for a cooler, but that don't make it cooler.
Wine coolers.
This article says Tesla is the number one selling electric car brand. First quarter of last year, Tesla sold 310,048 vehicles.
Wow!
So if you average that out over 4 quarters of the year, they would have sold over 1 million cars last year. Now I don't know if that's true or not, but
yeah, I don't give a shit about that. Ban it.
I don't give a shit.
Ban them.
I don't care what they'll go zero to whatever.
Yeah.
And I appreciate old Jovan Musk.
Jovan Musk.
Out there taking Twitter back over for free speech and whatnot. But I'm sorry, Jovan. Your damn electric cars. is got to be banned.
Oh,
because I ain't gonna sit in the dark while somebody can ride around just feeling morally superior to other people because they're driving an electric car, not killing the environment. That's dumb shit.
You get a $7,500 tax credit with a.
I know, and that's how all that, you know, tax credit.
Trying to bribe you.
Yeah.
Or give you incentives.
Mm-hmm. And you also get the manufacturers, when you're manufacturing those cars, I think the companies get tax breaks too. Yeah. All kinds of incentives.
Yeah, so Tesla right now is experiencing skyrocketing demand after dropping prices of the Model Y, and you combine the price drop with the $7,500 tax credit, and you can save upwards of as much as $20,000 off the price of a Tesla right now.
Well, how cheap is them shits going to be when they're banned?
Ban them!
They'd just be sitting in people's collectors' garages and stuff. Yeah. I'll be up on a damn car shelf. That's where they'll be. Oh. I got my way about it.
Still costs about $52,000.
Yeah, hop in. I'm driving the Leaf.
Outside. Hey, baby. Yeah.
The twig and the leaf.
The twig and the leaf. I'm a bug.
Bug's life.
Bug's life. Bug's life. That's exactly the sticker I'd put on the back. Bug's life. Yeah. The leaf. Bug themed. I drive a leaf.
That's my favorite.
Well, they're banned now, so.
Yeah, I've banned them.
Do the type
officially.
Does the type of car a guy drives, Alexis, is it attractive to you in any way?
It's attractive to me if they have a car.
Yeah, but she just said the other day that a guy driving a truck is what she prefers.
Yeah.
And it just happens, so happens that her new man drives a truck, a food truck. That's what she's more attracted to, the food truck. True. Big old ass.
I'm not one of those that's like, oh, let me see what kind of car they have.
Yeah, I didn't know.
If they come rolling up in a truck that's got some hot grease ready to drop some corn dogs in it, she's like, hell
like
yeah,
that.
That's the sexy shit.
Yeah.
That's my man pulling up in here. You got empanadas today? You better bring me a bouquet of empanadas up in here.
You mean I could ride from here to Atlanta and make corn dogs all the way
and
while we're at
it? The whole time? Yeah, what? Yeah. This is the best car ever.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's
go! Hey, don't you ever forget, Share Funny is sponsored by the Closet Niche. You need organization in your life, your closets, your pantry, your garage. Pretty much everything but the attic. I bet they could organize your attic too. So the Closet Niche comes in and they're looking at your pantry and they say, all right, here's what we can do to maximize the space and get everything organized. Get these chips up off the floor. You know, if you got chips on the floor in your pantry, things aren't going right.
No.
You just grab the chips and then eat them and then go back to the pantry door and just open it and fling them in there. Closet Niche can handle all of that. And with a guaranteed best price. You make sure and ask them about that. Quick turnaround. 2 to 3 weeks usually when other places taking 6 months. Mm-mm. That's not good. That's not good at all. 3 to 6 months. You don't want that. You ready to get organized now. They have these cool things that that they showed us in their showroom where the shelves are hidden behind this, and then they roll out, and then there are drawers that you can't even tell are drawers until you pop it out. There's a mirror that hides away in some of their designs. It'd be really best for you just to go to their website, look at all the stuff, and then go into the showroom and let them you know, walk you through how you would pick out the, like, we picked out the cover, what do you call this, the tops and all for these desks that they did for us. So you really customize it, match it all up. So if you want I don't know why you would want purple shelving in your closet, but I bet they could do that for you. I mean, some people don't know what, you know, what good taste is and all. You go in there asking for something, they may, you know, gently advise you not to do that if you don't want people laughing at you. You know, they can handle it. That's what I'm saying. They can handle pretty much anything. The closet niche. Go to acetj.com/closet. acetj.com/closet. Tell them you want to be niching. Ace and TJ told me that I need to get to niching.
I better be niching.
When that niche get to niching. Mm. That's what you need. What?
Your face is so funny.
Your face is funny.
Not as funny as yours.
You got a funny looking face.
Look at your face.
You look in the mirror lately?
No.
Well, you should.
We don't have mirrors. You know why? We don't have mirrors in my house because my house is sadness proof. This is a sad free zone. No mirrors. You ever heard anybody pronounce it mural?
No.
A mural?
Yeah. Wow. Mural?
Hey, that's look right incorrect. You need to look in the mirror and decide what kind of man you want to be.
It's just wrong.
I don't like that.
Some old country ass people. Same people that would say asparagus.
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 You heard people say that?
No.
So, Ace, you got a funny clip of Bob Barker?
I think this is funny. So, this is trending. I was wondering why. When I saw Bob Barker was trending on Twitter, all of a sudden I thought, oh, you know, he's bad. Bob Barker's in his 90s. He's dead.
Man, nope. He ain't number 99. He got a long time
left. Yeah. So, to kind of set this up, and I've cut into it a little bit where I was watching it, but you get the idea. The contestant's name is Joy, and they're playing the game, and I don't know what the game is called, but it's where, you know, the numbers pop up and they're scrambled, and you have to write down, get the numbers in the correct order, and if you miss, it goes over, moves over one try, and, you know, you're trying to get it right in so many tries.
God, if I were on Price is Right and I made it on stage, that'd be some kind of bullshit game I would have to do.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I want to do, you know, one where I can just guess prices. I don't want to have to be unscrambling numbers. So,
contestant's name is Joy, and she's trying to straighten these out. Now, the numbers she has up there above her are 31029. Not it's going to matter because all you're listening for is because he's trying to keep this thing moving, keeping it snappy. And she's already taking too long by the time she gets to this part of the
1930. 19,302. No, Joy. Now, come on. Let's go. You're going to lose your turn if you don't write. Not 13,000. What?
So she's writing. Now she's scratching
19,000.
Out.
19,000. All right. Write it out now.
Now she made it 19.
Finish it off. You use the one twice there.
Can't read what she's writing.
Use the one here twice.
Use the one twice.
Here are the five numbers. Using those five numbers, write it down. 13,000 what? 19,000 what? 19,000. 19,200. You've used the one twice. 1,000. You've used the one twice, Joy.
Joy?
Write down here. What do you want to write? You want to write 19,000? Write it down. Write it down. 19,000. Now you have the 3, you have the 2, and you have the 0 left.
He's
$320. And no, one more chance. One more chance. 21,000. All right, now you have the 3, the 0, and the 9 left. Go ahead. 9, 0. You're
He just throws his microphone down when she wins. Then you can't see his, when he goes, he just sits down on the end of the thing like, I can't believe that. But he's pointing, he's hitting those numbers. Now, you have the three, and he's poking him with his finger. The three, the zero, and the nine left, because she keeps writing like 19,100. Scratch, scratch, scratch. Ugh. And at one point, she had rewritten it. She'd scratched it out three times, and there's one little card. And he takes his finger and puts his finger on the thing and goes, put it right here. When you said that, like, write it right here. You want to write 19,000? Put it right here. Now.
Alexis, you know the when people will say, to help control the pet population, have your pet spayed or neutered. Have you ever heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Bob Barker
is the one.
Is the one. He would do that as he was signing off on The Price is Right every day. Bob Barker reminding you to help control the pet population, have your pet spayed or neutered. Bye-bye, everybody. And then when Drew Carey got the job, when Bob Barker retired, Bob Barker said he would only give his blessing if Drew Carey would continue that tradition of signing off every day like that.
Wow.
Because Bob Barker's an animal rights activist.
I like him.
old ass activist.
That's one of those things. If it were me, I would think, if I'm Drew Carey, look, I would have had no problem doing that until you publicly come out and make it some kind of thing, like it's a demand. Well, now F off.
Yeah, but he wouldn't say that to Bob Barker, because Bob Barker knows the kung fu and shit. He beat the shit out of Drew Carey.
He's 99.
Yeah.
Have you seen him beat up Happy Gilmore?
That's right.
He party like he's 99, too.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Barker. But those people got on his nerves a lot, though. You could tell he was kind of touchy. He was almost kind of like what you would picture Jerry Seinfeld to be like. You know, he's funny. He's, you know, he's cordial enough or whatever, but... He's not a real warm, fuzzy, personable type person. Like when those women would start jumping up and down and then hugging him, squeezing on him and trying to kiss, he'd be, you know, he'd flinch up kind of like, okay, get that over with.
Yeah, get off of me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Meanwhile, they say he was in the back with Barker's beauties.
Well, clapping cheeks.
Yeah, that was a big controversy
there was,
that came out.
There was one of the models that, I think, tried to sue him, saying, you know, sexual harassment or whatever, and then it came out that his, you know, his defense was, and I think he won the case, that it was a consensual relationship.
Yeah,
but he wasn't married. I mean, I don't think he was cheating on his wife or anything. Yeah, he was just
out here, out here.
Yeah. 1994, former model Diane Parkinson filed a lawsuit against Barker alleging sexual harassment following a 3-year affair while working on The Price is Right. Parkinson, who alleged that she was extorted by threats of firing, later dropped her lawsuit, claiming the stress from the ordeal was damaging her health. And he turned around and sued her.
He said, you don't sue me, I'm going to sue you, bitch.
Are you suing me? Yeah. You suing me?
That's what, and he came out and said,
it was consensual.
Yeah, we've been hooking up the whole time, but I'm not married, she's not married, it's totally consensual. What's she going to try to sue me for? Screw that noise.
Mm-hmm. Screw that noise.
He sued her for defamation.
That's what he called her genital region. That noise.
That noise. Screw that noise.
Yeah, she worked on the show for 18 years.
And then she did Playboy after that, too, I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Yeah, she started in 1972 and worked until 2007. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Right. No, that's wrong. That's not right. I apologize. That's it.
You got it.
He was the host from 1972 to
effing nailed it.
To 2007. You
got it, buddy.
Jugal's lying to you, boy. That Jugal's got you saying dumb shit.
Dumb shit.
How Jugal did it?
He was jugling it.
His fingertips were burning. He was jugling so hard.
Ew.
How about that, though? Hey, and this is what you would refer to as a boss move, apparently. He claimed that he's the one that went public with it, with the lawsuit.
Oh, really?
He said she threatened to sue him unless she got $8 million. And he was like, F that, watch this. And he went out and told everybody, she's trying to extort $8 million from me. And then she sued him. He's like, you know, he apparently was the one that brought it to the public.
Your price is not right, bitch.
He was very handsome when he was super young.
Mm-hmm.
Like that picture, he looks very handsome, but then not so much. Yeah. And then definitely not so much.
But yeah, he would kung fu your ass.
I'll kung fu him now.
I bet you can.
Oh, I bet you I can.
You ain't kung fuing nobody.
Can you split this paper in here?
Yes, I can.
Do it.
Oh, Jesus. She didn't do it, but that was pretty hard. That was aggressive.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
I think Riggins Marco's Pizza is one of those that has that cornbread under to keep it from sticking to the pan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't like that.
I've never had it.
Yeah, it's no Papa John's, I'll tell you that.
No. No.
Papa! I like it when you call me Big Piper.
So Riggins' dog is a thief. Gonna get him kicked out of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
What'd he steal?
Not Riley.
We were all on a walk yesterday, and he found a bone in somebody's yard. And
a toy bone or a regular real bone?
It was a real bone. And he picked it up, and I didn't even notice. I'm like, I thought it was a stick first, and then he turned around, and it's like a, I don't know where it came from, but it was hollowed out. He just pulled it out of somebody's yard, and we were already like halfway down the block. I went, but you can't just like steal shit out of people's yard. I'm like, we got to go back and leave that at somebody's property. But he didn't budge, and I said, well, I guess we'll just come back around, and I'll drop it off. And I had to pry that thing out of his jaws.
He found it. Finders keepers.
He carried that thing for at least a mile. And when he got back, I was like, give me that shit. And threw it back in the yard. I don't even know what that is.
And then Riggins discovered that he still has his weapon on him from when he walks the dog in the dark before he goes to work.
Where the hell is he? Oh, my God, I'm missing.
Ooh.
Just wait.
He's like, wait.
If you're going to attack me, just wait.
Give me 2 seconds. Yeah. I'm going to mess you up.
What are you going to do with the dog? You'll be okay letting go of the dog while you get the knife open?
Riley better like do something. He better also try to like bite the person's leg or something.
Yeah, because by the time you get that knife out and use both hands to get it open and get ready, bad stuff's already happened.
You need to practice because that is not menacing at all.
Well, that's why I was asking TJ, how do you stab somebody or something?
Is it sharp?
No.
It's not sharp.
It's not even good.
It's pretty sharp.
Do you use it to open boxes and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I use it for.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do I sharpen? Can I sharpen that or do I got to throw it away?
No, you can sharpen.
Can I?
Yeah.
I think I have a sharpening stone.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I look when I get
a wet rock.
That's what it's called.
A wet rock.
Yeah, I think I've got one.
Apparently, it's a very good knife.
Yeah.
Because my brother gave it to me, and anything he does is like the best ever or something. So I just don't know what to do with it.
I think there's a knife store in your town. If you want, they'd probably sharpen it for you.
It's cool looking, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Looks like you can mess somebody up.
I'm going to bring my knife in.
You could do some damage with that.
Yeah.
Right?
Dueling knives.
Once you get that in them and pull it back out. But once is not enough. Once, twice,
three. Yeah, you got to jab, 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 jab.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. I was like, do you go over the top and like go for a, you know, over the top? Or do you
or
like go,
here,
you know, like
in the gut? Depends on the person. Why would you going to be backwards?
What if somebody's coming from the back?
Yeah.
Doing that.
A lot of it depends on the situation, though, right? How they approach you, where they're coming from, what the situation is.
Because I think most likely, it's not going to be a person. It's probably going to be like a coyote or something. That's the most reasonable thing I could think of.
I know.
So, like, that comes up. Is it
in the Michael Jackson "Beat It" video, they kind of stalk around,
you
hold
go
it in
the
straight.
The neck. Yeah, yeah. So you would go sideways. So you go can sideways get him in the with neck.
It? No, I think what's going to happen if a coyote approaches? A coyote is going to jump and lunge at you. So it's going to lunge at your neck. So you got.
Are you going to do the Arya Stark?
Right up into the neck, into the throat.
Into the throat. Well, I think he's going to go. What I'm thinking, he's going to go after the dog.
Yeah.
Rather than me. So
then you have to come down, turn it over in your hand, and stab down.
Go.
Then you just run.
Yeah, the dog is on his own. Yeah. I've been waiting to get rid of that.
Good luck, Riley.
Yeah, I mean,
I love you,
Riley. Better.
I'll be upset for like a day.
Wolf instincts better kick in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can also cut trees with this little.
Yeah. What is that for? Is that just a what is the
for a saw
for berries?
Oh, oh yeah, yeah. What's the hole for?
For you to also have a grip with your thumb like that. Oh.
What's the hole in it for?
To help you open it?
That is just for what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can grab it there.
Yeah, I've had this thing forever, and I don't even know what to do with it.
I keep mine in my car.
You keep yours in the car?
Oh, yeah. It's
doing you a lot of good in your car.
You got a sledgehammer.
Well, do I need it here to be with you guys?
You never know. You never know when somebody's going to flip out up in here.
Yeah.
Well,
you say the wrong shit.
I hope one of y'all, like, protects me.
It depends on what you say.
Oh, it's okay.
Damn.
Have you guys ever watched House of Flying Daggers?
No.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Does it sound like something I would like? What's it about?
Kung Fu.
Oh.
It's martial arts, and they like have these daggers, and they just like throw them, and they hit their mark every time from like miles and miles away.
What?
Hmm. Yeah, just throw blades.
For a mile?
Miles and miles, it looks like.
I always thought that discount clothing store and all should open a section where they sell paints and brushes and stuff and call it martial arts. So you go into Marshall's and then you go into Marshall's art.
That's good.
Martial art.
That's like perfect.
That. Damn. Can you do that?
Hell no. I'd cut my finger off. That's why I don't even like it.
You do that Southern man thing where you pop it out like you're just cool and then start cleaning the dirt out from under your fingernails with it while you're talking. So I told him.
Yeah.
I said, buddy, you better keep your ass away from around here.
It looks cool. I'm
trying to give my girls an education. And not the kind you wants to give them. So if I catch you around here, I'm going to take this bad leg off and wear your ass out with it. That's what I'm going to do.
It doesn't look as cool when I'm carrying it in my pajama pants. I'll tell you that much. In Crocs. I don't look like much of a threat.
Does it tend to pull your pajama pants
down?
Yeah,
it does. I got to tighten up my pants real good. So even my phone in there. So I'm like, I hitch them all the way up and I tie them real tight. I got like a knives and damn phones, an AirPod case.
You know good and well. Shit bags. There are people watching the YouTube sitting there the entire time we were having that conversation going, I wonder how TJ's going to hand that knife back to him.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's going to hand it back to him the right way.
Really?
Yeah. Because if you have to hand a knife back to somebody the way they handed it to you. So you handed it to me open. Okay, so I gave it back to you open. Yeah.
Is that like etiquette or something? Etiquette or
knife etiquette. Bad luck, you know, whatever.
What?
Yeah, how they give it to you is how you return it to them.
Interesting.
Yeah, if he would have handed it to me closed, I would have closed it up and handed it back to him.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
The first knife I ever got, though,
was it a Barlow?
It was a Christmas present. And it was the straight, like tied off around my my thigh.
With the scabbard.
Scabbard had the straight blade that would come out, and the blade had hand grips on it. I thought, this is I was like 10 years old. I was like, this is the greatest, most badass thing I've ever owned in my life. It was awesome.
Yeah, we don't see enough of those in public anymore.
Yeah.
This guy walking with a knife strapped to his leg.
Yeah, what are you, damn Sub-Zero?
That was really cool, though.
Yeah, I took it with me everywhere when I was a kid.
It's got those things that come out on the side to keep you from running your hand onto the blade.
Yep.
You know, that's how they catch most people who has assaulted somebody with a knife, is because they, when the blood comes and it acts as a lubricator, a lubricant, and your hand slips down onto the blade of the knife as you're stabbing somebody, then you leave your blood there. They come in, they test DNA, and they got two people's DNA.
They get that
the killer and the victim.
Yeah, right.
That's how they catch them.
That's going to be me.
Yeah.
Good news. Jake said, solid knife, Riggins. Spider Co. is 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. It's a spider.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Don't mess with me.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
So, you know, Riggins, it's Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you, I know we had work and all yesterday. Did it allow you enough time to do strip club reviews?
Yeah, I got some good
one-star strip club reviews.
Yeah. Do you want to do that right now?
Yeah, this is our final segment.
I'm kind of busy.
Playing with a knife?
I was trying to see how much my brother spent on it. Because I'm that guy.
Me too. I will also be that person. How much did
he spend? Well, just ask that fella. He probably knows. Yeah. The one that wrote in and said that it was a good knife.
Yeah, no, he spent enough. It was enough.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure he wasn't a cheapskate. Give me 2 seconds here. I'll get these up. I'll get it up. Get it up. These are the one-star strip club reviews. This is, we'll go across the country and go to real strip clubs and read real one-star reviews. These are all real. You can verify them for yourself. We will start in San Francisco at a place called Centerfolds. They should call this place Talentless Tits. The girls are lifeless. The worst dancers I have ever seen. Come out, shake some booty. Take off their tops, then spread their legs. Yawn! This is a performance job. I'm pretty sure I could put on a better show. And the entry fee is exorbitant. Drinks are terrible. 1 star.
I wonder what the entry fee is.
Too much.
Oof.
San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's expensive out there. Then we can go to Hallandale Beach, Florida, at a place called Cheetah's. Tom, I better put this knife down. I'm going to end up cutting my hand off. Cheetahs, Hallandale Beach, Florida. Tom left a 1-star review. One of your employees keeps giving out my number, and I've never even been there. They keep saying that a Monica had intercourse with them and stole their watch. If you guys don't do nothing about it, I'm going to personally go up there and confront her. It's been 4 guys already that have messaged me telling me similar stories. Not sure if it's this location or another one, but I'm doing this on both because it's just too much. Each day, it's a new dude texting me about her. 1 star. That guy's never even been there.
He should go to the police.
I think that's probably it. Mm. He can probably go to the police for that. Hey, you stole my watch. He's like, all day? That would annoy the shit out of me. But it's impressive that she remembers that number over and over. Where to?
They don't have business cards?
Strippers?
The strippers?
Yeah, I don't know.
They should.
Monica. We can go to Bucks in Fort Worth, Texas. John left a 1-star review. Just have to say the dancers are horrible. I had a girl named Jasmine come over and talk to me for a while, and she ended up puking on me. SMDH, shaking my damn head. 1 star. You don't want that. Puking on you.
You ever met a girl, Riggins, that was hot enough that you would excuse that and still keep trying to hook up with her?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah. It's not, she didn't do it on purpose.
Right.
Like, you would keep trying to hook up with her after she threw up?
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe, like, the next day.
Yeah, maybe. It's not like a, you know, end at all. I mean, it's disgusting. Okay. But she's really hot. Let her give her, you know, benefit of the doubt.
Use some mouthwash. All right, let's continue.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's probably too much. I probably wouldn't do that.
Okay, so walking down the sidewalk,
somebody
from a balcony overhead releases a bodily fluid on you. What's worse, if they throw up off the edge of the balcony onto you, or pee off of the...
Throwing up.
Yeah, throwing up.
Yeah, for sure.
Alexis?
I think that...
Throwing up more so than pee?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, because I can deal with pee.
Oh.
Throw up is chunky and stuff. Oh, it's disgusting. It has pieces in it.
I can deal with pee.
I can deal with pee. I mean, given the two options, at least it's just pure liquid. The other one has chunks in it. I don't want that.
What if their pee's chunky?
Oh.
Gross. Then they need to go to the urologist.
Oh, I think I would probably be with you on that.
I could deal with pee.
Always, usually better a straight liquid than chunks.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Things.
I know we couldn't do anything with it, but I wish we could take that and make a little personality profile. Riggins, I could deal with pee. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And we'll go to Ranson, West Virginia, in a place called the Golden Horseshoe. The girls are so looking, but it is full nudity and touching, so that is pretty cool. But look out, guys. If they get your phone number, they will pester you nonstop, call and ask you for money or to get them stuff. I even had one of them text my wife. Not cool. They could act a little less desperate. 1 star.
Well, how'd they get his wife's number?
Because he's a piece of shit. I mean, what is going on? Both of our numbers. We can be friends.
Yeah.
Playing like a threesome. Yeah.
Not cool.
Talk my wife into it.
Yeah.
Sure. No, you ask her.
Yeah. And then she's like, I need a new nightstand.
Yeah.
Here's one from Wayfair. And we'll go to Bear Exposure in Atlantic City, New Jersey. To call this place a dump is an understatement. Don't smack your hands on the bar when they're playing good music, because they will literally drag your ass out onto the street. That's what they did to me. Such a dump. Stay away and find some decent looking girls elsewhere.
Well, that's sad if that's what happened.
I know, he's just excited. He's just vibing to the beat.
I can't stand nobody pounding on my bar.
You don't do it. Then we go to Pandora's in Dallas, Texas. This place is BS. Fat, out-of-shape dancers, ugly-faced hoes. This place went downhill. Won't be going back. 1 star.
Ugly-faced hoes. I love that. You ugly-faced hoes. Mm-hmm. Shut up.
And we'll go to Leather and Lace in Gastonia, North Carolina.
Oh.
Jay left a 1-star review. This place is terrible, especially with management. Alex, one of the managers, is very racist. So was the owner of the place. Alex was sniffing the girl's body parts because a customer said someone was smelly. Unacceptable. Do better and hire better people.
That's disgusting. So come here. Let me see if it's true.
One of the customers said somebody was smelly.
So he's like,
I'll find it.
Smelling the body parts of everybody.
Let me investigate.
Come here.
That ain't you. You smelling like sweet butter tonight.
Not you. You're free to go.
Ew, sweet butter.
It's disgusting.
That's so gross.
I don't even know.
That's so gross.
What does sweet butter smell like?
I don't know, but it just sounds weird.
So smell
like
gross.
Sweet butter.
You guys are turning 1-star strip club reviews into something gross.
Yeah.
It's not okay. Ugh. We'll do one more. San Francisco, Crazy Horse. Tom left a 1-star review. Just tried to have a good time tonight and some overzealous security guard shut me down. Too loud in a strip club, what? Beam me up, Scotty. Illogical. You serve this country with distinction and come home injured from work. You aren't welcomed home at all. Gorgeous women, great DJ, and then the fun police show up and steal my joy. F you.
And the front desk young lady was a gem, professional, as were all the dancers. They were all angels. But one bad apple sure does spoil the bunch. Not spending my hard-earned money there ever again. One star.
Oh, so he's a wounded veteran.
Yeah.
And they're going to treat him like that.
Yeah. I'm too loud. What? Beam me up, Scotty. Bring that back.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
All guests of the Ace and TJ show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.